I'm Sophie Crow, coming to you from above topsecret.com with an ATS podcast. Responding to Loam's podcast, Introduction to the Fragile Earth feed. Loam, I gotta say it, that is amazing. The way you say, I am Loam. It's brilliant. I mean, you could say, I am God. And I would believe you, Loam. Especially with that thunder and lightning and the rainstorm. Brilliant. Really brilliant. I love it. So, thumbs up, Loam. Great job. Thank you. One thing, though, on the intro feed, your I am Loam doesn't come across quite clearly. So, that would probably have to be fixed. But it's great. Now, moving along, in your introduction, you talk about how we have destroyed the Earth, and I agree, we have. We have changed it. We've changed it absolutely and, in some ways, irrevocably. And no, I don't think there's any going back, biologically or otherwise. But I don't think either that change is death. I don't see it that way. I see change as beginning. An ending is always followed by a new beginning, and I think that's something really important to remember. And no, I'm not a passive fatalist. I mean, look at me, Loam. Am I passive? I'm not. Do I accept that change is part of life? Yeah, I do. Would I vote to deball all the SOBs who did this to us? Absolutely, yes, I would. And I'd offer to do the job myself, too. But even if that did happen, it doesn't change the fact that things have changed. And I'm looking for a paradigm shift. A paradigm that involves acceptance of change. And the reason why is really pragmatic. I am concerned that if we don't accept the fact that things have changed, that we are evolving and adapting to the new world that we have created, if we don't accept that, then we're up for supporting a wholesale massacre of diseased mutants. We're looking at animals and humans, not just plants, being replaced by clones and GM products. So is that a good plan? I don't think so, Loam. That's not where I want to see this world go. But just moaning about where the world is at and saying it's too late without taking the next step in thinking takes us there. If we take our thinking one step further and say, yes, it's too late, but it is a beginning, it's a change, we're going somewhere else now and we accept it, then we're going somewhere else. On the other hand, if we just roll over and agree that things really aren't that bad, that we're going to not worry and be happy, well, the corporate technocrats are going to solve the problem for us, and we're right back to genetically modified humans and worker clones. I think our ecosystem is communicating with itself. I think the world as a system is working to pull itself back into balance, that everything in the world is working together to find a balanced harmony. And I think that we have to trust it. I think that what we see as disease today, tomorrow we will understand is a path that led to necessary traits, traits that are necessary for survival in this new world that we have created. And I trust nature and God or the Creator far more than I trust corporate-funded technocrats. I mean, think about it. These guys are mucking with the world's biological system the same way they manipulate the economic system. They are not looking to bridge the extinction gap, ease the transition, or buffer the pain of change. They are looking to preserve the status quo, to protect stasis. They want to keep people the same, to stop adaptation, evolution, and change. In fact, we're in this mess because they were mucking with biology to serve the economic system. They brought us here because they're greedy, narrow-minded, short-sighted, and incompetent, too. And they will lead us straight to extinction, because they have no imagination and no faith.